Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Thursday is the state track meet starts, and representing La Caprile Valley, Dawson Boyd, is Brayson Boyk. Brayson, congratulations on making the state track meet.
Thank you.
Is this your first time?
I was an alternate last year.
Oh, but, in what?
The 4x8 team.
Okay.
Relay team.
All right. So you kind of know what to expect, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Talk about the section meet, qualified in high jump. Talk about the section meet in Pipestone. How'd it go for you?
I PR'd by an inch. I got third place, but I jumped state standard, so I still get to go. And there was like five people that jumped state standard, so there'll be a lot of people from our section going.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What did you jump?
6'2".
Wow. And how tall are you?
I have no, like 6'5".
6'5"? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so tell our listeners a little bit about the high jump. Exactly what do you do, and how do you practice for it?
They set a bar?
Yep. You put the bar up, you have the mats, you kind of just jump over it, I guess. I don't really know.
Okay. And jump as high as you can, huh? You go forward or backwards?
Backwards.
Backwards? Mm-hmm. Most guys jump backwards?
Yep.
Okay.
You can jump over it like a dolphin dive almost, but no one's really done that, so.
Okay. I'm old school, so.
Yeah.
Who are your coaches?
Well, jumping coaches are Kester and Elbers, and then in my sprint coach is Joel, and then in Thomas has been helping, and then in Sherb is the head coach for our team.
Okay. Before we talk a little more about state track, I want you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your family and what school you go to.
I'm Brayson Boyk. I go to Dawson Boyd. I have three brothers, Brady, Bailey, and Bentley, and my parents are Jason and Paula Boyk.
Okay. What grade did you just finish at Dawson Boyd High School?
Ninth grade.
Okay. And involved in other sports?
Football and basketball.
Okay. And I know basketball is your favorite sport, I would guess?
Yep.
Are you involved in AAU, or tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. I got a AAU team out of Marshall, the Southwest Stars. That's what I've been doing mostly after practices and stuff for Trek.
So you keep busy then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have basketball games during the weekend, or where do you go?
Yeah, we just had one in the cities. We have a couple in Sioux Falls, and then even one down in Kansas City we were going to have, but now it's in Omaha, I think.
Okay. All right, well, back to track. Tell us a little bit about the track season. I know it was kind of cut short with the weather. It was a kind of a bad weather spring weather, wasn't it?
Yeah, we only had like three track meets before our conference meet.
Wow.
So this will be my like seventh or eighth track meet of the season.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about some other La Caprile Valley, Dawson Boyd. Do the other kids jump high jump too?
Yep, Eli. He's
Eli
Hegland. He'll be really good when he's a senior. And then in Ethan Hersom is the other high jumper for us.
Okay. All right. You looking forward to state then?
Yep.
Okay. Section 3 will be represented well in the high jump.
Oh, yeah. We got. Okay.
Who are the other guys? Do you know them?
The one took first is Trevor Gray from Canby, Mineota. He jumped 6'5". He's got a good chance of winning state, and then we had a guy from Redwood jump 6'3", and then I got third with 6'2", and then Nathan Fenske got fourth from Lakeview with like C jump 6'2" as well, and I don't know where fifth place was from.
All right, some very familiar names. They're basketball names.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, best of luck, Brayson, Thursday at St. Michael Elberville.
Yep, thank you.
Yep. Brayson Boyk, La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd, at the state track meet that starts this Thursday at St. Michael Elbertville.